general note on sources. Had we written end notes for this book, the end notes might have been longer than the manuscript itself. Instead, we have set out some of the thousands of general sources we used when researching this book. The 2019 Royal Commission into the Management of Police Informants laid out the longer saga, piece by piece, in thousands of statements and primary source documents that otherwise would have remained secret. The Royal Commission is an important source for the earlier days of Gobbo's informing from 1995. Understanding her choices, which seem so contradictory, came late to the writing. They are detailed in extensive commission witness statements from police officers who worked with her at the time, some from Victoria Police, others from the Australian Federal Police. The Royal Commission also revealed many of the 5,500 police information reports about Gobbo's informing from 2005 to 2009. They are unedited and candid. We gave them preeminence, given that they generally recorded events as they took place and were not skewed by the fear that they would be later scrutinised. We have relied upon them as a close link to what was happening and what Gobbo was thinking during those crazy times. A plethora of books from journalists John Sylvester and Andrew Rule, Mockbelly, The Gangland War, as well as Adam Shand, Carl Williams, Big Shots, and serving and former police officers Paul Dale's Disgraced, Christine Nixon's Fair Cop, were drawn on to describe the gangland machinations that erupted after 1999. Some of the players themselves have also written books, such as Roberta Williams, Roberta Williams' My Life, and Mick Gatto, I, Mick Gatto. These were very helpful in shedding new light on major historical events. The newspaper articles written by courtroom reporters of the time were critical to understanding long-ago events. The likes of Herald Sun journalists Elissa Hunt and Katie Bice ought to be thanked, along with so many other reporters who kept their heads amid the bubbling chaos of gangland's conniptions. Comprehending Nicola Gobbo's place in the well-documented gangland story was the trickiest part of the research. Her early associations with the likes of Tony Mockbell and his brothers and associates were elusive. Again, Victoria Police testimony in the Royal Commission witness box told much of the story of this era. The so-called Comrie Report, whose findings would be disputed by Gobbo's handlers, was the first formalised review of Gobbo's informing. Written in 2012, it was not publicly revealed until 2019. That report precipitated the Kellam Report, which provided more of the police information reports documenting Gobbo's behaviour and thinking. The Kellam Report was directly triggered by Dowsley's revelations published in the Herald Sun from March 2014. The Kellam Report preceded the civil trial of 2016 and 2017, in which Nicola Gobbo sided with Victoria Police in challenging the Director of Public Prosecutions in his wish to notify some of Gobbo's former clients that their convictions might be unsafe. Dowsley waded through the months of transcripts of what was called AB and EF versus CD, including those covering Gobbo's appearance in the witness box, to identify and highlight previously unknown facts. The Hodson killings of 2004 were expansively covered by Dowsley in the Herald Sun over many years. The saga has also been comprehensively reported on by The Age's Nick McKenzie. Dowsley built a friendship with the Hodson children and broke revelations about the police investigation into the killings in 2015. But again, questions of motivation and the sheer depth of deceit that Gobbo employed during that time remained hidden until the Royal Commission. Her description in the witness box of feeling trapped in the triangular vortex of thrusting Detective Peter DeSanto, Tony Mockbell, and Paul Dale, then under suspicion of burglary and murder, offered an explanation of sorts that had been lacking for more than a decade. In specific instances, a particular reporter had written much of the historical narrative of a case. The Herald Sun's Keith Moore, for example, almost single-handedly told the tomato tin saga in his book Busted, and also in his Herald Sun article World's Biggest Ecstasy Bust, How a Google Search Foiled Aussie Tomato Tin Mafia's Drug Plots, published the 25th of July 2016. In such instances, that previous work laid a blueprint for an understanding, with Nicola Gobbo's role overlaid, that otherwise would not exist. Public archives, such as the State Library Victoria, as well as written judgments from various courts, were invaluable in the research. Obviously, we cannot thank our many confidential sources by name, but there would be no book without them. These people risked their livelihoods, if not more, in providing information. And many were generous even in cases in which their proximity to the unethical conduct of Gobbo stood to reflect badly on themselves. They are owed a great debt. They cover an impossibly wide sweep of professions, from lawyers to housewives to hospitality workers. They offered information on Nicola Gobbo's life from her school days to the present day. We have tried to honour their help by endeavouring to tell the truth as fairly as we can. The telling of this story was complicated by legal restrictions against identifying particular people who are critical to the Gobbo story. Victoria Police have sought to suppress these people's names to protect their safety, and they have succeeded in a number of cases. As a result, we have at times been frustrated by an inability to narrate events in a logical way, or even provide the scantest sketch of this or that character.